Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You mentioned the Nationals. A couple of things in that game that are notable to me. The first is actually a good thing. C.J. Abrams homered again. C.J. Abrams has two home runs in his first six games, Danny. We are seeing, I think, the start of what could be a really big breakout.
He is going to be a star.
C.J. Abrams has power. He's got speed. It's way too early to care about numbers, but he's 8 for his first 24, so he's hitting over 330, and he's got an OPS highest on the team, 1074, hitting at the top of the order. I like to remind people, C.J. Abrams is 23 years old. The majority of 23-year-olds are still in double or triple A. It just so happens that we've been watching C.J. Abrams at the major league level extensively, starting in 2022 in San Diego when he came up and then got traded to Washington and played in over 80 games. So this is his third year in the majors, but he's only 23. And he is one of the few guys in this sport that has what I would consider to be pretty true 25 home run, 60 steals, stolen base potential. But we're seeing the beginning of a season that maybe is him becoming the star that you just alluded to. This was Abrams at Nats Park last night.
Here's the pitch to C.J. Abrams, belted a deep right center field. This is way back. Taylor's watching it. It's going, and gone. Goodbye. C.J. Abrams, second home run of the year, lands in section 142 above the big 14-foot, 8-inch wall. Bang, zoom, goes C.J. Abrams. Home run number two and RBI number five.
Here's what I love about Abrams and the power. When he hits balls, he crushes them.
That's right.
It's like 105 to 110 off the bat generally on his home runs. We've seen him go 430 and 440. Last night was 415. His home runs are struck. Like, they are clobbered. He's not a big guy.
No.
Look at him. He is, I don't want to use the word skinny.
I mean, he's a little taller than you think. He's leveraging in that way, but he's not jacked.
No, there's not a ton of muscle tone, but he's obviously super muscle bound and tight. But man, oh man, is C.J. Abrams a dude.
So a couple other things. Here's what I like the most about that. It was left on left. He struck out his first two at bats against Martin Perez, a guy that's been around this league forever. You know, crafty lefty. The definition at this stage of a guy that's crafty lefty, not throwing 100 miles an hour. Didn't look real comfortable, I didn't think, in his first couple at bats. There's an adjustment that gets made. Drills one out, center slash right center, call it 1:30 or 2 o'clock as you look at the wall of the clock. But that's an adjustment that gets made, right? Like understanding what he's doing to you, how it's happening, what it looks like, and fixing it. That's what Major League Baseball is. It is a game of constantly evolving chess. Somebody says, hey, you can't hit that. That's what you're going to see until you hit it. And you make changes in game, not over weeks, but within a couple at bats. It's a pretty big deal, man. I'm telling you, this guy has star potential.
Three straight multi-hit games for Abrams in the three-game series against the Pirates. The Nats in action tonight. They host the Philadelphia Phillies, first of three at Nats Park, will be a chilly evening. 6:45, first pitch. You can hear the game between a couple of teams that are 2-4 to start the season right here on The Fan. Before we move on from the Nationals, though, another really bad start for our guy Josiah Gray.
Yeah.
That's now two outings and two starts, and I think it's way too early in the season to get too down on him because, let's face it, if this was his 13th and 14th start, while it would be annoying and frustrating and would be going, man, he's in a funk, he's got to figure it out, you wouldn't be assuming like this is who he'll be all year. The first and second start of the year, we put a little more weight behind. But he had the opening day assignment in Cincinnati go very poorly, 8 hits, 7 earned runs. Yesterday, big start for him getting back on the mound to try to leave that in the rearview. 7 hits, 6 earned runs. He has not gotten through 5 innings yet. He is scuffling, and he has been dating back to spring training right after he got named the opening day starter.
Yep.
He had a really good spring again. Last year, remember, he had like a 1 ERA in the spring. So he was off to another great start in spring training this year. Davey named him the opening day starter. I think he pitched 2 more times in exhibition play after that. And he had 2 bad outings.
Walked the yard, wasn't real efficient. Yeah.
And now the first 2 starts of the year have been ugly.
So in the first inning, he gives up that little bloop double down the left field line that wasn't very hard hit. That's terrible luck. That stinks, right? That happens to everybody. I think it was Brian Reynolds, right? Just an end of the bat, little looper, terrible, terrible luck after a ground ball. Wasn't like he was giving up 5-run home runs there kind of throughout. A couple of walks, didn't pitch his way out of it. Like if you're going to be a front of the line guy, that bad adverse nonsense is going to happen, right? Little nubbers that fall in, little pop-ups that land someplace. Okay, what are you going to do about it? Next batter, he walks. Now you're in position, the sacrifice fly happens, another walk, a ground ball single, another line out or a fly out, and now all of a sudden you look up and you're down 3-0. And it wasn't as if you gave up 7 cookies, right? It's the type of thing that when the bad stuff happens, it can't snowball like that. And that's the next step he's going to have to take.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.